KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Calls are being made for a more efficient response to climate-related disasters, especially in KZN. MPs have acknowledged that more support is needed for communities vulnerable to extreme weather.
Whilst the committee acknowledged that the department is putting measures in place with provinces and municipalities to remedy the under-expenditure and slow response, it emphasized that communities affected by disasters expect an efficient, speedy and agile response in times of disaster and distress.
The call comes from Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Human Settlements. Chairperson Mamoga Sibi told Parliament yesterday that the aim is to formalise settlements and improve water, sanitation and electricity infrastructure. He also brought up concerns on underspending. Sibi says the department used just 5% of its emergency building fund budget in the last financial year.
The department attributed the underspending to various factors, including incomplete and delayed beneficiary lists, which caused procurement delays, lack of a standard operating procedure for emergency housing, scattered projects, and steep and inaccessible terrain.
A municipal workers' union has given Kwadakusa officials 5 days to respond to its grievances over the municipality's job grading process. SAMU members held a protest yesterday to also demand an investigation into alleged payroll fraud. The union's Dimbiso Dlamini believes the job grading system is unfair.
The same budget and the same everything, except when it comes to compensation, others are treated more better than others.
Lamini's also raised concerns over fraud allegations.
He started by attacking the payroll and they were able to detect it. And the council make a decision to say, can you go and do investigation? Till to date, there is no investigation that has been done. While we are waiting on that investigation, there was another scam where they scammed almost 35.7 million. So we are calling for investigation and consequence management to those people that are responsible.
And a huge dust storm is sweeping through Iran. Schools and offices have been closed in 7 provinces in the western region and millions have been told to stay indoors. In one city south of Tehran, the air quality index has been rated poor for sensitive groups. Authorities say the storm was caused by the movement of a large mass of dust from Iraq towards western Iran. A recap of our lead story. Calls are being made for more efficient response to climate-related disasters, especially in KwaZulu-Natal. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Letara Nadesan.